This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Brought to you by David's Bridal. That feeling when you find the dress and it's on sale right now at David's Bridal. Shop beautiful $99 gowns, originally $300 to $600. Sale ends September 24th, so hurry in to David's Bridal. Alfonso.
Yo, what's up? Just to get up.
What's up with you, man?
Hey, man. Hey, I went on a date with this girl, and I thought we hit it off good. Took her to a dope spot. We had some nice appetizers, had some drinks. So, long story short, we back at my spot, you know, a little nightcap. And, I mean, conversation flowing. Nothing, you know, out of the ordinary. And then, like, out of nowhere, she just like, oh, yeah, my Uber's here. I got to go.
Wow.
She just, like, left.
Did you even know she got an Uber?
No, that's what I'm saying. She's just like, oh, yeah, my Uber's downstairs. I got to go. Come let me walk into the door. Like, after, like, a great night. Like, seriously.
All right. So Uber,
I mean, it definitely doesn't sound good the way it ended. That's for sure.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, no. An Uber is like, it could be anywhere from, 5 to 15 minutes. So, like, did anything happen in that last, like, 15-minute period?
No, I mean, you know, I offered her, you know, we started off with some wine and she didn't want another. I mean, she didn't even finish the first glass. I didn't have all the lights out, so I wasn't trying to, like, push the envelope, like, hey, I'm trying to get your pants. Yeah. I was gentleman about it.
So, randomly in the
she
middle
felt
of
mad uncomfortable at some point in time, said, let me hit up this Uber. I got to get the hell out of here.
She didn't even tell me she called it. That's what really threw me off.
She was doing it on the sneak. Cause she probably she's
damn.
Like, oh,
all right. You did something.
Yeah. Okay. My friend.
I gotta find out. I need help, man.
Well, you know what? If we don't get you another date out of this, I'm sure we'll learn something that you do that could be hindering your romantic potential.
Yeah, I'm clueless on this one. I usually could, you know, figure it out, but not this time.
All right, well, hang on. It's our second date update on the 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Wow, this is a crazy scenario. We just spoke to Alfonso. He said that he went on a date with this girl. Her name is Candace, and, you know, they appetizers, drinks, whatever. Good date. Ended up back at his. That's when you know it's good, because you end up back at your place. Or their place, or whatever. But they ended up back at his place, and he said things are going good there. And legit, like, in the middle of, like, you know, them just having a convo and stuff, she was like, okay, my Uber's here. I got to go. He's very confused. Alfonso, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because we're going to call her. And I just want to prepare you.
All right, let's start this thing. Let's go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Candace?
Yeah, who's this?
Okay, so we're calling you from Hot 96.9. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. We're called the Get Up Crew.
Seriously? Is that second date? Because right now, I'm having the worst luck on dates. And I do not want to end up having a conversation with you guys right now. Especially you, Ramiro. I know you're going to take it.
Do you want to know what guy it is?
No, it doesn't matter. Because they've all been fucking pieces of shit. Each one of them. Everyone. I'm taking a sabbatical right now. I do not want to hear about men. I do not want to have any conversations about a man. I don't want a second, or third, or fourth date. I just want to be with myself. That's it.
Okay.
I'm just enjoying myself. Me and a glass of wine. I don't need any dinner either.
We're in too deep. This particular piece of shit that we're talking about is Alfonso.
I don't want to hear that name ever again. I don't want him near my grandmother, my mother, or anybody. Hell no.
Yeah, so you know.
Come on.
Oh, wait, Alfonso, hold on. Okay, time out. Okay, listen. Candace, Alfonso is on the.
Like, no.
Okay, well, hold on. Listen, Alfonso's on the phone. Alfonso, you gotta stay quiet, bro. Candace, can you? Okay, Alfonso, you stay quiet. Candace, can you let us know why you're not into Alfonso? Because he told us about the date that you guys went on where you kind of bounced on him just out of nowhere.
Romero, I don't think you want to hear what this date was about. And Alfonso, don't play yourself with people.
What?
Yeah, don't play yourself. Like, do yourself a favor. I don't want to tell you because you know. And this is
no,
really
I don't
awkward.
Know. That's why I'm doing it.
I don't want to see you again. You got some f***ed up shit going on in your head.
Yeah.
And you take me on a date, and we go back to your house, right?
Right.
You want to know what I'm talking about?
We're rolling.
And then I see dentures lying around, and this fool says,
"You know, well,
it's
hold
my
up, hold up.
Girlfriend.
I told you that.
You're dating Granny."
Listen. I don't need to prove nothing to you at all. I like older women. So what?
Wait.
Older fucking women.
So
women
what?
Who were, you weren't even born when they were in their 40s.
Yo, age ain't got nothing to do with it. Look. I thought we had a good conversation. I was telling you about how I want to start a family and, you know, do something different. I mean,
it's
going
to be hard to do that with women that wear dentures.
Yeah, hold on. Candace, you said that you found dentures laying around his house?
Dentures.
It's
yes.
not that big of a deal. Y'all bugging.
Granny.
Alfonso, how old are we talking here?
Right.
Dentures are pretty,
Yo, I mean,
unless she got her teeth knocked out in a fight.
Than me.
Yeah, clearly she's older than you. She's right. But I'm talking about, like, how much older than you?
I mean, she was born in, I think, 1947. I mean,
I think that would be 68. 71.
When you date someone that old, that's disgusting. That's like you have diapers in your house and you haven't even had a child.
Well, it looks like I just expected somebody to leave their house.
You probably couldn't even find
all the Uber
and
rolled out.
Doing that little smash attack is not normal. That is not normal. You're going to break a bone when you smash that.
Mm.
It's not normal. And to keep the dentures around is disgusting. It's disgusting.
So, Candace, is a definite no? You don't think you can transfer him to legging somebody closer to his own age?
Never again. I don't want to hear your name. I don't want to see you. I don't even know what I was thinking, trying to see why.
I don't want to hear nothing you got to say.
I give you a blessing.
You're immature.
Go do your thing.
You have no life, obviously. You just, like, get up and, like, leave people houses in the middle of the night.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about when you date a 71-year-old. She ain't going nowhere.
Oh, stop it. She'll be asleep by 4 o'clock.
That's because those senior citizen buses stop running at, like, 6.
Well, at least we get half off at Denny's. How about that? From the first.
On the second date update on the 10s.
Okay, if you're thinking about contacting an old teenage love, someone you had a crush on back in the day, wait until you hear tomorrow's second date update on the 10s. All right, it happens at 8:10 right here.